after me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Ooh. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it, but I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. Death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Cause I know, cause I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
Hey there.
Hello,
listeners.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. It's a late night.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an early morning, to be honest.
It's, yeah, it's one of those kind of days, guys.
Yeah, it's, man, listen, on the spectrum of things that are worth getting up for, I think this is... This is up there.
I didn't get
it's
up
a good
for this.
Time. Oh my God, who are you?
Why not?
You're not one of the alternative boys. Oh, what's your name?
Who are you? My name is I'm Ben.
Ben. Hi,
gosh.
I drank a monster and I'm still awake.
Nice.
Ooh.
Nice. Oh,
wild.
Before I forget, I want to shout out my boy Robin Park, who is still somehow awake. He says he's listening to the show. So I want to wish him a good night.
Who's wish him a good night at this hour?
Hope things are going well for the man.
Four listeners.
Four. Wow.
Ooh, four people.
I'm shouting at 25% of our audience.
I'm so glad I stayed up till 4 a.m. for four people.
Yeah, that's, I mean, right, listen, Ben. You're reaching a wide audience, and they're only gonna get be more.
I think this probably is the right amount of listeners. 4 a.m. four listeners.
We usually get like nine to 12.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's because we had that ad. It worked as a negative ad.
Maybe they're listening in groups now.
Which ad?
The one that you put in 2020.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
That's probably why.
Not good. Anywho, do we want to talk for a little bit?
Yeah, we talk for a little bit.
Okay.
I mean,
what did you do over break?
Oh man, what a great question. I'm gonna deflect this question onto Ben. Ben, right, what did you do this break?
Actually, I have an interesting Thanksgiving. So I'm Chinese.
Yes.
I'm a Chinese American, and turkey's not really part of Chinese food culture. I actually, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little ashamed of this. I actually didn't eat turkey this Thanksgiving.
You're kidding?
No, I'm serious. I'm 100% dead serious.
No,
so, I mean that's pretty alternative. It's pretty quirky of you, dude.
That's why I'm on the show. No. All right, so what we did instead was we had hot pot. I'm sure some people know what that is. And that's how Chinese people celebrate Thanksgiving. But what made that even more interesting is that my mom has five sisters, and except for my mom, because I love her, they're all crazy. Like, there's actually like a certain energy you can feel in the room when they're all together discussing something. Like, the voices just progressively get louder and louder. And like, some of them get really aggressive, but you know, the topics are never that aggressive, and everybody else just kind of looks at each other and laughs at them. So it's fun overall.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Well,
yeah, Charlie and I were together for our Thanksgiving break.
Yes.
That's kind of cute.
It was pretty cute.
That's cute.
It was pretty cute.
We were in Connecticut. We were in Vermont. We were in a little house.
You guys were all over
on
the
a hill.
England.
Yeah, we had a little Thanksgiving road trip.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Oh,
we explored our musical fantasies together.
That really went somewhere there. All right.
Fantasies, huh?
I mean, yeah.
Charlie, that laugh was beyond fake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well,
we won't bore you with the details, but...
Not today.
Music.
Music
is also cool.
I got you. I will music.
Okay. Get ready for the music. Any hints about the music today?
I mean, I can say the artist, or I can say the name of the song.
Because I actually don't know which one we're starting with.
Can
we start with the song I have?
Sure. Let's start with the song you have.
It's on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Can we do that?
That's cool.
We'll mix it in.
Because we have to. Okay. That's okay, like a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
We're expert DJs, but you know.
This song is called "Big Bird in a Small Cage."
Whoa! You can't say that. But okay.
Yeah, I can say the name of the song, as long as I don't say the artist as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't look it up, guys.
Don't look up the artist. All right, enjoy.
Let's go. That's Ox. Okay.
Ox one.
Yeah.
There was a house halfway around the world, and I was invited in for a small piece of gin. There was a hallway 1,000 birds long, but the biggest one of all was in a caretaker, cause he was a maker. Looked at me and laughed, took another sip from his glass. He said, open up your ears and hearts. You put a big bird in a small cage and sing you a song.
Oh,
Everybody saying no, ain't a loop left a minute. Everybody saying how you doing, you did it. I'ma show you what it done, but enough for a finish. Pay attention, you listen, you can lose in your mind. How you work so efficient, work a game like a fine. But ain't no paper, no privilege. Now she broke in Korea, down in the canoe, you're in it. Better get your percentage in California.
Thought I heaven only knows where you've been, but I don't really need to know. I know where you're gonna go. On my heart, where you're resting your head, and you just look so beautiful. It's like you were an angel. Or can I stop the flow of time? Or can I swim in your divine? 'Cause I don't think I'll ever leave this place.
Music biz, or you don't wanna love me when I'm just struggling, but you still tell me that you're my home.
Wow. Okay. Anywho, that was really good. What song was that, Ilya?
So that was a little song called "Hometown Girl" by Zoo.
Zoo, which Z-H-U. I didn't.
U.
Which I didn't capitalize all the way.
Yeah, it's deliberately. It's three capital letters, Z H U. One of my favorite artists. Actually.
Oh, Zoo, him.
Zoo, yeah.
And then
quality guy, dude.
Then we had a special request from. Who is it? Who was it? It was Keelan Waters.
I don't think I know Keelan. So I'm just going to say hi now. Hi, Keelan.
Keelan, he says hello. You heard that, right?
It's good to meet you.
You didn't meet her.
Yo, guys, if we're talking about the Keelan that I know, she's probably sleeping or something.
Oh. She's messaged me like 2 seconds ago.
Okay.
Nah, she's probably sleeping.
Uh-huh. All right. Keelan,
okay, well,
sleep. And then
I'll meet you sometime.
We had, her song was Lights Down Low by Max. That's how she would say it. Max.
That was such a weird pronunciation.
She says bag bag, okay?
What?
So,
does she really?
She does.
Do I want to meet this girl?
You know what her favorite type of bread is?
The cheese bread.
No. It's a baguette.
Keelan, we're sorry.
I wonder if that's what she calls her boyfriend.
Let's not talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's move on. Anywho, we had I Want You by Marian Hill. That was my song. It's a good song. Before that, we had California by who, Ilya?
Oh, California by Childish Gambino. From his new album.
Yeah, you wanted to talk about that for like a hot second, right?
Oh, yeah. He dropped a new album, and it's pretty good. It's got some good songs. It's got some really not too good songs. So apparently it's like an album that is kind of dedicated to his like newborn son. So a lot of the titles of the songs are like Me and Your Mama, The Night Me and Your Mama Met, Baby Boy, you know, mixed in with titles like Zombie and Riot. Yeah. So like it's a strange album overall, but
the album art will actually give you nightmares.
Yeah, the album art's really weird. It looks like a guy with like Q-tips and
Q-tips, dude.
Q-tips.
Yeah. Those are what your Q-tips look like. Okay.
Those are what my Q-tips look like. It's like kind of like a lot. It's
gotcha.
It's kind of a disaster, to be honest. But if you're interested in what Childish is up to nowadays, other than filming TV shows and stuff like that, you can definitely check it out. It's on Spotify. It's a good time.
I just wanted to apologize to Keelan. We're sorry for roasting you. That's just how we are.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry too.
We're not sorry.
No, I am though.
I'm like a little sorry.
I'm very sorry.
Just a tad. Just a tad.
Out of the three of us, I'm clearly the most sorry.
Yes. Give it to Ilya to be the most apologetic one out of the three of us.
Yeah. Good job, Ilya.
Hey,
you never met her. I think you'd understand.
Okay, high five. Thanks.
Why did we do that?
Hold on. Am I reading a PSA?
Yes.
All right.
So did you pick one?
I did.
All right,
we have a PSA.
Whoa, so, it's
by
that
Ben.
Time of the night.
So this is the dial 911 for emergencies PSA. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quick.
Are you okay? Are you actually laughing?
Can you finish this reading?
Okay.
It's an important PSA.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll do my special voice. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently. Oh, shoot.
Pass the baton.
Hold on.
You can't read it with
hold
a
on.
Straight face.
Sorry.
I can do it.
Hold on. And like, who doesn't know this? Okay. Or medical help quickly and most efficiently.
Don't laugh, bro.
If you are off campus, dial 911. Although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually send emergency services, there may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you. Those seconds may be extremely important. Important if it means life or death. So if you have an off-campus emergency, dial 911. This is a public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Are you laughing about life or death?
No.
Excuse me. I'm
just laughing because Charlie can't read.
Charlie can't read without laughing.
I can't pronounce things. I have a speech impediment, guys.
It's okay. English is his third language.
It's my sixth, actually, if you actually paid attention to me. Yeah.
Wow, that's
Charlie,
crazy.
You speak six languages?
I speak six languages.
But what's your native language?
My, it's Esperanto.
Esperanto?
Yeah.
Is that like a type of coffee?
That is not a type of coffee.
It's not.
I wish we had more listeners.
We have so many listeners. We have more listeners than we've ever had before.
Seven.
You got seven.
Seven?
Wait. Esperanto is a coffee. The man that just came in told us that
Esperanto is many things.
Esperanto is...
My first love's name was Esperanto.
Let's look up the definition. Is a constructed international auxiliary language. Is the most widely spoken constructed language in the world.
None of this changes the fact that Charlie doesn't speak this language.
Also, an item on Starbucks menu, Esperanto. You can get a venti Esperanto.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Thank you, man. what? Use what? Esperanto?
No. Let's talk about coffees in terms of like culture. Like, there's the Americano. Sure.
That's awful. You know, it's just watered down coffee.
There's the French roast.
Ooh.
Well, like, there's a lot of countries involved with coffee.
Colombian coffee
is. Oh, is she listening?
I've just been informed that we have 8 listeners.
8.
Oh wow!
Because one of the listeners, is actually 2 people.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Wait, I have a philosophical question to bring up about coffee, though. So, like,
okay,
for those of you who don't know, I work as a barista on campus.
I'm so jealous.
I wanted to do that.
I know a lot of people are.
I'd be such a good barista.
Yeah, we can talk later. I can hit you up with a job contact.
That sounds hot.
Wait, yeah,
Ilya, could you HM you as well?
Yeah, we'll talk. Anyway, so I've been thinking about this a lot, and you know, like, a lot of people think that dark roast coffee has more caffeine.
It's light roast.
But some people think it's light roast too, and I've recently read some articles that caffeine levels stay pretty consistent as the coffee bean roasts.
But you burn it. You burn it away with dark roast.
Caffeine isn't affected by that process, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been reading some pretty philosophical works on the nature of caffeine and coffee.
Wait, so this is philosophical?
No, I'm just memeing.
Sick meme, dude.
I mean, we can get philosophical if you want. I love... You know. One of my friends told me that philosophy is like all made up. And I got really angry. And I got super triggered. No, it wasn't you.
Okay.
Yeah, triggered. Yeah, I
got really triggered.
In terms of philosophy in my life, I was actually enrolled in a philosophy course at the beginning of the semester.
And you dropped it.
But then I dropped it within a week.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'd
dude.
Like to apologize to Professor Scobino.
I'm an intro to philosophy right now, and it's great. We talk about all sorts of stuff. Is a coin flip really indeterminate? I don't know. Call in to find out.
You know, like...
I'll tell you. I will tell you if you call me.
Oh, do you guys want to call in?
Yeah.
Hey, guys,
call in to talk to me about indeterminism and coin flips.
Or anything. 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
I know you're listening.
We know. Yeah. We have the data.
That's the worst way to say that. I know.
Well,
oh, we have 5
Ben
listeners.
Knows. Ben knows.
We have 5 listeners.
We only have 5 listeners.
Six
well,
listeners.
Seven. Yeah.
No, wait.
7,
no.
8. Wait. Let's just make up numbers and pretend that they're right. We have 27 listeners now, and you guys should all listen, because then we'll have more than 27.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Tell your pals.
At 4 a.m., just call them up. Be like, hey, you busy? They'd be like, yo.
You up?
I was asleep, but I'm not really busy. Yeah. I'll listen to this radio show.
Yeah, honestly, like 60-something people that liked our episode.
Someone wants the number again.
Oh. It's 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I will figure out this board and make sure you are on the air.
All right, please call in.
We're going to hang up on you if you say something stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you can't curse.
So, yeah, just be civil, be good people on the air, and
proper
we'll...
Proper English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meaning no accents.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
golly
gee.
There's someone calling.
Who...
I wonder who that could be.
Does she want to talk about the indeterminism of coin flips?
Don't be heteronormative. It's 2016.
Hello?
Hello, hello. Hey,
who is this? Hello? Did I drop the call?
Did you?
No.
Is it playing to our microphones?
Well, let's just...
Hello?
Oh my God. What a shriek. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, is that Jasmine?
No. Oh, who is this? Who is this? Say your name and where you're from.
You posted me on your freaking radio show.
Oh, no. It's not Jasmine. It's Keelan.
It's both get Jasmine. Wait,
okay, I'm sorry. Keelan, I'm really sorry. Do you want to...
Are you okay?
Can you formally accept my apology on the air?
Did we roast you too hard?
Is there a way to turn
yes,
my...
Yes, I accept your apology.
Turn my volume
Thank
off.
You. I'm really sorry, because I really don't know you.
Did you hear it? Yeah.
So, one day we'll meet, and I'll apologize in person. So, I'm sorry.
Wow.
But
yeah.
What do you think about up to? Yeah. What do you think about coin flips? Yeah. Are they really indeterminate? Do we really not know if the coin is going to land heads or tails?
I mean, do you?
I mean, I do. If you give me all the information about the force and the air pressure, then I can just figure it out. But it's a physics problem.
In the time of the coin flip, you could figure all of that out.
I mean, I could do it beforehand if you tell me the information.
Yeah, but like
how you're going to throw it and stuff like that.
But what if they lie?
Keelan, are you still there?
Well, if I knew the information,
yeah,
then
I'd
solve it correctly.
Let them
listen.
Can we have a new one?
Oh, a new question?
A new philosophical question? Go ahead.
Oh, I've got one. Okay, guys. Okay, listen carefully. Is Mickey Mouse a dog or a cat?
Ooh.
What?
Isn't he a mouse?
No. No, he's not. Clearly not a mouse.
Wait, but he's got those ears, though.
Demi ears.
Wait.
He's got them. What them ears do, though?
You have to break it down. So if his name is Mickey.
Mickey.
And
he's Irish.
That would make his last name Mouse.
No, it doesn't.
No. Listen to me. So you guys all are familiar with the cartoon of Mr. Mouse driving a steamboat.
Willie.
Mice are common.
They
stowaways.
Yes, they are
on ships. No, so here's what happens. Because since a mouse is actually a stowaway on a ship, it can't actually be the captain because its status isn't that high. So he's clearly a dog.
Got you.
Wow, that was crazy.
Is that another caller?
Wait, we have another caller.
Shoot.
Oh god. Yeah, bye guys.
They can still stay on. Guys.
Guys want to talk to another caller?
Hello?
Hello.
It's the both of us.
Hello?
Oh, is it just...
It's just Jasmine.
Can you hear us?
Hey, Patrick. You're on the thing, dude. How are you feeling?
I'm on the thing now.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Patrick, holy crap. It's not Patrick. Jasmine.
Who's that?
That's
Patrick, my boy.
It's Patrick, Charlie's boy.
Patrick, what up?
Yo, Patrick, what up?
What up, dude?
Squad up.
Patrick, what's up?
Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Hey.
Patrick, tell us where you're from, Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick, where are you from?
Patrick, where are you at?
I didn't ask that.
Keelan, we know where you're from.
That was me, Charlie.
Patrick.
Keelan, wherever you're from is irrelevant.
Where's Keelan?
Minnesota?
No! Do you actually not know?
It's a joke.
She's from Wisconsin.
No, she's not.
Stop.
Guys, do you know where Charlie's from?
Do you guys know? Colin, you already called in. Where am I from?
Three guesses. Where's Charlie from?
Connecticut.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
That's not correct.
Any other guesses? Patrick. Any other guesses?
That's where he's from. Where Rory Gilmore is from.
I'm not from Connecticut.
He's not from Connecticut.
He's from
Esperanto.
Yo, Connecticut is too basic.
Esperanto. That's his native language. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's correct.
Does anyone know where Ben's from? Ben, do you know where you're from?
I was a cardboard box baby.
What?
All right, cool. Now we're going to get back to the music. Guys. It was great talking to you.
Okay,
all right,
hold on a second. We got to debrief. Okay, Patrick, you sweet man. Thank you for calling in. That was real sweet of you. Sorry if it was cut brief.
It was great to meet you, Patrick.
We only have 20 minutes left.
Yeah, we got to... Thank you, Patrick. We'll talk to you later. All right.
I could do this all
night.
Okay. Bye, Patrick.
Goodbye, Patrick.
Goodbye. Goodbye, son.
Goodbye. Okay, Keelan and Jasmine, any last words?
Can we still send you song requests?
No.
You can only send them to me.
Yeah.
And we won't buy them.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you send them to me.
Jasmine, we're playing your song Ben's song.
Yes, yes, yes.
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 Yes. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Goodbye, bye.
Good talking to you.
Bye, bye, bye.
You're
bye.
Welcome. For what? At 4:40 in the morning.
Thank you for listening at 4:40 in the morning.
You'd be awake anyways.
You stay awake at that time every night.
Everyone listening.
Okay?
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you especially to Jasmine and Keelan.
And Patrick.
Especially.
And my boy Patrick. Obviously.
And the other listeners also. Because...
Wow.
I don't want people to feel like I don't love them. Because I'm a very loving man. Okay,
we're gonna.
Everyone
okay,
to
guys,
be happy.
We're gonna start the music now. Okay, bye 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 bye.
Wait,
bye.
Hang up on them.
Okay, sorry. bye. Say something.
Bye.
Did you hang up?
Yeah. Say something. I'm giving.
Oh, sick. All right, we're gonna move on to music now. Okay, alternative boys, alternative beats at 4 a.m. in the morning. Okay.
Hey, we have five listeners.
Five listeners. Whoa. Wait, where your song's not playing?
Is the volume on?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes. This makes me worried. Oh shoot! It's Ox 2.
Man, did they really give you this job?
Yeah.
I'm playing.
Yeah, like, they give us this job.
Oh, this song. Sounds
cool. It's a good song. Get ready for the cool jams.
I'm touching on your body, baby. I'm feeling too lit. You're feeling crazy. I'm loving on you, but I know I should stop. Oh, you got a lover. His name is Jason. You're speaking whispers. What you saying? You're loving on me, but you know you should stop. Oh, I'm speaking from my heart. I know you're heartless, but I ain't gonna stop. You can call me reckless. She's got somebody, but that don't stop me. She looked for love and then she saw me. She getting mad cause the other girl I brought has been creeping up on me. She be calling her a thought, no. Oh, 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 oh. I'm speaking from my heart. I know heartless, but I ain't gonna stop. You can call me reckless. You know she's gonna leave with me. She said her man's asleep. I take her and she takes my key. She says I'm just as bad as she is. When she's out on her back, it's fine. But I hate the way she lies. From my heart, I know you're heartless, but I ain't gonna stop. You can call me reckless. You know she's gonna leave with me. She said her man's asleep. I take her and she takes my key. She says I'm just as bad as she is. I'm speaking from my heart.
Calling for you. Guess I hardly know you. You're off limits. A classic twist. I think I'm falling for you.
Why am I falling for the cinder town? man dear, did you never hear a pretty Molly Brannigan? And troth, and she's left me, and I'll never be a man again. Not a spot on me hide will the summer sun e'er tan again, since Molly's gone and left me here alone for to die. The place where me heart was, ye daisy roll, a turnip in, 'tis as large as all Dublin, and from Dublin to the Divil's Glen. If she wished to take another, sure she might have left mine back again, and not have gone and left me here alone for to die. Ma'am dear, I remember when the milking time was past and gone, we walked through the meadow, when she swore I was the only one that ever she could love. But oh, the false and cruel one, for all that she's gone and left me here for to die. Ma'am dear, I remember when coming home the rain began, I wrapped me frieze coat round her, and ne'er the waistcoat had I on. Me shirt was rather fine.
That was a good meme. That was a good song.
Good, good meme song. Yeah. Good, good little Irish pop presented to you.
From the 1930s. Yeah.
There's a reason why they called it the Great Depression.
Stop! Hey! Way to be.
All right. All right. I'm gonna read you guys a little PSA. It's about...
a perfectly spoken announcement.
Yeah, if you stutter one time... don't even make the excuse. One time.
And I don't even know what stuttering is.
I will drop kick you to Columbia. Misses your chance.
All right, I'm going to read this PSA.
That was a meme. Whoa, dude. Okay. Yeah,
numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption.
Woo.
Okay. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of the alcohol consumed in the United States.
What?
While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. More than 10 drinks a day.
Why are you laughing?
Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. And again, that is WMFO in Medford.
That one's
Medford.
Medford. You didn't say it right.
You didn't say it right, man.
I said it how I wanted to say it.
Medford.
And you know what? I've never been one to cede to societal norms. I've never been one to...
Okay. that was like
enough.
A meme.
Stop.
Dude. Okay.
It was important.
Okay, songs we played. We played Ben's song, which was
Recklessness.
Reckless.
Reckless by Aria.
Yeah.
He's actually a YouTuber. He's really funny. Go watch his videos.
That was a good song.
YouTube is a website on the internet.
You should look it up sometime.
Memes.
Then we had...
can we Rickroll them?
Oh, we had Falling by Opia. One of my very favorite songs. Then what do we have, Charlie? What we have? We had a little
Jasmine the Rabbit song, Paper Bird by Lincoln.
Jasmine's a rabbit?
She's a little rabbit?
No, I didn't know.
She's either a rabbit,
I didn't know she was
or
a rabbit.
She's 28 dumplings.
She's Eeyore.
She
I don't know what
like,
you're talking about.
She looks like 28 dumplings. I don't know what you're talking about.
She looked like a person last time I saw her.
When did you last see her?
I don't know. Jasmine, when did I last see you?
It's all different.
Yeah, call in. Hold on.
No, don't call in. We only have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
And then after that, we had...
No, oh, sorry. No. I was joking.
Thank you, Charlie. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you, sir. Charlie's laugh gives me life. Charlie, your laugh is giving me a little too much life.
Good song.
Charles' laugh is actually taking your life.
Charles.
Taking away your life.
Yeah.
Charles.
Oh.
Alright,
we got our last song.
We got a last one, and it's one that Charlie and I listen to a lot if we break.
Yeah.
And it
every day.
Literally every day.
Were we supposed to read all the songs?
I mean, we don't have to. No. We can just do because we already did. We're just cool.
We went through the first half when we talked.
We're just cool.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, this is a really...
this is a good song.
Really cool song that Charlie and I both enjoy. So
it's sick.
It's sick.
It's really sick. So we're going to try to say goodnight afterwards.
Yeah. We'll try. We'll fade out at like 4:59.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
All right.
All right, ready? Let's go.
Bass. Peace. Bow. Mad liberator. Deaf operator. Rock the data. Amazing flavor. Yo, the way I feel. Sometimes it's too hard to sit still. Things are so passionate, times are so real. Sometimes I try to chill, mellow down, blow a smoke. A smile on my face, but it's really no joke. You feel it in the street that people breathe without hope. They're going through the motion, they're dimming down the focus. The focus get cleared and the light turns sharp. And the eyes grow teary, the mind grow weary. I speak it so clearly, sometimes y'all don't hear me. I push it past the bass, no nations got to feel me. I feel it in my bones, black, I'm so wide awake that I'm hardly ever sleep. My flow forever deep in his volumes of scriptures when I breathe on a beat. My presence speak volumes before I say a word. I'm everywhere, penthouse, pavement, the curb. Cradle to the grave, soul cathedral of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. Quiet storm, vital form, pen push the bright across. Mind is a vital force, high level right across. Soul is the lion's roar, voice is the siren. I swing round, ring out, and bring down the tyrant. Chop a small axe and knock a giant lopsided. The world is so dangerous, there's no need for frightening. The suckers trying to high like the struggle won't find them. Then the sun busts through the cloud to clearly remind them. This A-where, penthouse, pavement, the curb. Cradle to the grave, talk of each of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. What it is, you know, they know what it is. We know, y'all know what it is. Ecstatic, there it is. Huh, what it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is.
Original.
And always on
Jula.
Time and rocking your mind.
Jula.
It's like
sitting
come relax. Riddle
of the Mac. That's a good song.
Alright, so we're gonna play the song for a little longer, but just wanna say goodnight and have a good week, guys. We'll see you soon.
We'll see you next time, babies.
I'm not a part of this show.
But it was great to have you, Ben.
You could be a regular guest.
It was great to have you, Ben.
I could be a regular guest. I could be like Chanel West Coast.
You could be like Chanel West Coast.
Yeah.
You could be literally like whoever you want to be, because that's the nature of our world nowadays.
Chanel West Coast.
All right, cool.
You do it.
All right, guys.
Good night.
Good night, pals.
15-1 of this stuff, how I'm gonna manage? And increasing the sentiment, gentlemen, getting down on their Middle Eastern instruments. Realize trapping this crowd, huh? Walkover kicked one of my fabulous raps.
Dotty, dotty.
Arab jaw drop, they well wish they glad rap. Now the kid considered like an Elvis of Baghdad.
هادي ما ترباش.